Pastor Mai, hello and welcome to this episode of Agenda. I'm Ewan Gorn. It's not the right site, that's what some in Laxey have had to say about the location of a new sewage plant for the village. Manx Utilities submitted the plans recently for works at the eastern side of the village harbour, but it's prompted a backlash from those who are against the plans. And the eastern area plan has reached a new juncture. We find out what's next in the process. Plans for a new treatment plant in Old Laxey designed to end the pumping of raw sewage into the sea have been met with concern by some local residents. Manx Utilities wants to replace the holding tank at the eastern end of the village harbour by the former holiday chalets with a modern facility designed to treat and screen waste. I joined Manx Utilities chairman Dr. Alex Allenson at the site to discuss what's proposed.
What we've got behind us is actually a sewage site. There, you can't see very much of it at the moment because it was built in 1912 by the then Laxey commissioners to deal with the sewage of this entire area. And what we've got is a big holding tank there, which is then going straight out to sea without any treatment. Now, one of the key jobs of Manx Utilities is to try to clear up the beaches, give good bathing water right around our island. And so this is one of the last schemes happening to try to tidy up and give proper sewage treatment for the Isle of Man by building a particular site here in Laxey that will deal with all the local problems.
Now, I've spoken to a number of residents, fair to say not many of them in support of the scheme for a number of reasons. What can you say to them to allay their concerns, particularly to do with the smell, the traffic, the effectiveness of the facility?
Yes. Well, as I said, in 1912, this was the best for Laxey. They produced a plan and built a scheme here. What we're doing is modernising that to actually give the sewage treatment before it goes out to sea. Now, there have been some local concerns. Manx Utilities have been dealing with those on very much a one-to-one basis, but also having public consultations here. And now that we've put planning permission in, we will be continuing that dialogue to allay those fears.
A big question, how much is it going to cost?
The total scheme for both Peel, Laxey and Bouldrane, which will end raw sewage going into our oceans, is £23.5 million. Now, obviously, that's the budget. What we haven't done is gone out to tender for these schemes until we get planning permission.
So you don't know the exact cost of this particular facility at this time?
The Laxey scheme will be several millions of pounds. However, I can't divulge the exact budget until we go out for tender.
Now, just finally, residents have put forward an idea that they've formulated, which is connecting it back to the IRIS scheme, Laxey sewage system. Why not?
Okay, well, we've looked into that. One of the reasons that the present sewage works is here is due to gravity, that it runs down the hill. Now, to pump that back up would mean severe disruption to Laxey. It would need at least three pumping stations. It would mean pumping it up about 100 metres and then 6.5 kilometres further down the coast. The cost of that and disruption is considerable, and also the ongoing costs in terms of the electricity you need to pump, although we've looked into the scheme, make it really not viable. And we believe that the scheme that we've put to planning is the best scheme we can get for the local people.
Manx Utilities Chairman Dr. Alex Allenson. Members of the Best for Laxey protest group say the location, known as the Cairns site, is totally inappropriate. I met some of them to find out more.
We've got a beautiful harbour area with tree lined, and they want to put a big industrial sewer plant there, totally opposite to the harbour, full of tourists. The odour control is a massive issue, plus wagons coming in to service the facility each and every day. The sludge is taken out, probably emitting odours. Height of summer, TT week, you've got extra people here, more odours. Then they need a bridge to go over this river to service the facility. Now, I've already had problems with the other bridge, and they've got to build another bridge to get the wagons over, which have got to run every day for life back to Mary Veg to empty the sludge and then come back again.
So what's an alternative?
There's several alternatives, and one which was in the forefront and it was in the press quite a long time ago was the IRIS project, which is at Maryvaig. They've got a massive facility there, Olympic-sized swimming pools that can deal with the effluent and treat it properly instead of putting it back out to sea in a bathing area.
Wouldn't that pumping come at a great cost considering it's uphill?
Well, if you look at Ramsey now, they hire two wagons from Bridmin tankers from Yorkshire. They run constantly from Ramsey all the way over the mountain down to Maryvaig and empty the effluent. So you've got the same situation here. From in 40 years' time, you still have wagons trudging up the hill, and electric's the way to go and get it pumped.
In essence, we know that there's several options. We believe that actually pumping and picking up Garwick, because there's two big issues here. It's not just Laxey, it's Garwick as well that affects Laxey Bay. In fact, Garwick's probably a bigger problem. MUA have said they haven't actually got a solution for Garwick yet. So we believe that by using the pipeline and connecting, picking up Garwick along the route to Onchan, that then connects onto the Iris network. That then in turn takes these big heavy haulage wagons off the road. I mean, it's such a steep-sided valley in Laxey.
Is that a source of major worry, the wagons?
Well, I think, if we get snow down here, it's driving up Minorca Hill. I mean, MUA have said there's no school on Minorca Hill because, in theory, it's on Quarry Road, but, I mean, it's 50 yards away. It's a project that really it should be thought, it's a community issue. It's not just, what's the cheapest. I think Laxey deserves the best. That's why we called the group Best for Laxey. Ramsey didn't want any kind of treatment like this in their town. Peel didn't want it in their town. So why should we put up with...
Do you feel like a poorer relation then?
Well, we just feel like we're getting a second-grade system. Now, everyone in the community says, yes, that pumping sewage out raw into the bay is it's we need to treat the sewage, but we want the best possible treatment for this community, and not a second-rate system.
And how about yourself, sir? What are your concerns similar to those? Or?
Yes, they are. We actually own the Shore Hotel and the old Lexi Brewery at the back of it. Now, my worry is when we do a brew and we wash out our tanks, we put a strong bleach cleaner fluid through it, and we're only just 200 metres away from the proposed site, and this will kill the bacteria in the treatment plant. And as well as us, you've also, opposite us, there's the laundrette. They also do the same on a daily basis. When I went to see the plans for the plant over in the sailing club some 3-4 months ago, I was talking to the engineer from Manx Utilities, and I asked him, what would happen if a dozen housewives all cleaned out their toilets at the same time in the morning? And he said, we would have to educate them not to do that. Well, that just is not going to happen.
Well, are you concerned, aside from that issue particularly, as a business owner and a proprietor, are you concerned about smell, appearance, those sort of things from having a facility like this quite close to your business?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we used to own the Cairn Holiday Chalets. And this is a wonderful, wonderful plot of land. You're right next to the beach. There's lots and lots of visitors come down here. Once they get a smell from the sewage treatment plant, that'll be the end of them.
The other thing to add to that as well is that whilst they're proposing odour control, there will be a maintenance activity that's regularly required. So there's no guarantee that there won't be any odour release. And you've only got to look around here. There's hundreds of houses, and in the summer there's thousands of people that visit Laxey. It's one of the best beaches on the Isle of Man, if not the best. And why would anyone want to sit outside the shore pub in the beer garden and smell, a maintenance activity that's only 100 yards down the road? It's a ridiculous place to put it.
Whilst I have every sympathy with the MUA for trying to deal with the village's sewage, which is what we all want in the village, everybody wants somebody to deal with the raw sewage outfall, and water runs downhill, and this is the lowest point, and I see all those things as positives and all those things why they want to locate it here. We've looked at their plans, we've been to see them, we've talked amongst ourselves, we've had some information from other people, and we've just come to the conclusion that unfortunately, although yes, we want sewage treated, this is just not the location for it. This cairn site is not the site for sewage treatment work.
So why not?
Well, you can see what a beautiful surrounding this is. It's actually tourist designated at the moment, and it was an award-winning holiday chalet site before it was bought by the MUA. And what's going to, although they're going to do a lot of softening with stonework, Manx stone, etc., and a lot of banking, and that's all nicely done, and I think they've done as best the job they can to disguise it, it's still going to be in an area that's very, very tourist-related. A lot of tourists come down here, a lot of tourists in the pub, a lot of tourists go onto the beach, and it's still going to be visible from the headland, and the IRBCs are quite long, and they are quite, it's an industrial looking site. There is going to be some green Palladian fencing or something along the back, a lot of walls along the front up to 2 meters high. We've just come to conclusion it's just not the site for it, and there is an alternative, but unfortunately the alternative costs more money, and that's basically what it's down to. We are very, very concerned also about the statement that they say they cannot guarantee it won't smell, and that most concerns us from the point of view as we're residents. In fact, we're the closest residents to the site, and I now find on the plan that we've just seen the other day that the flue stack for the odour control, it's not odour elimination, it's odour control, is actually the closest part of the whole site to our property. It's the end of this end of that pipe, and what comes out of that pipe is not fresh air, it's something, isn't it?
How about yourself, sir? Just hearing the words of your friend there, yes. Similar concerns? Or?
Yes, very much so. Given the proximity to residential properties and the harbour in general, where Richard's described, we have lots of visitors. I have visited the Ramsey installation, which is well north of the town, and stood downwind of it, and I could very easily detect odour, and I'm very concerned that that should be put in the centre of our village. I've also spoken to a local vegetable farmer who lives approximately a mile from the Ramsey site, and he can smell it from his property, he tells me. So I think it's in an inappropriate positioning for this type of equipment.
Right in the centre of what is basically a bowl, the wind, prevailing wind, usually blows up the cairn, so it's right across the housing, our house, the other houses on the site, and when they do the maintenance and when there's a problem with the machinery, which there is, and I know the problems are different per site, the Ramsey problem's got problems with odour because of certain conditions, etc., but there are going to be instances when it doesn't function properly and we get an odour, and that's what we don't think we're going to be able to live with. Anybody in the village can't open their windows, they can't enjoy their outside spaces because you've got this machinery which, you know, they've put in place, they switched it on, gone home at 5 o'clock on Friday night, get on with it. It's very, very interesting to say, if I could just add, that this time last year, January 2019, Manx Utilities did actually say, and it was printed in the paper, that the Glenfaber site would prevent large lorries from having to drive through the town to service the facility and would not require a bridge being built for access. It is also well concealed from sight. So they changed the location of the Peel site up to the Glenfaber site because of concerns over lorries. And we're all meant to be reducing our carbon footprint and our carbon particulates, and it does go up past the school, and it's a very heavy lorry, no need for a bridge either. And these are the two things then that they're going to put here. So although Peel have had that consideration given to them about the lorries and the bridge, Laxey don't feel like we've had the same considerations given to us, and what's left in the pot, we'll scrape it out, you'll have that because that's all it can afford.
I'm not a resident of Laxey actually, but I can see the sense in what the protest group Best for Laxey Bay are doing. They want to get rid of sewage and sewage effluent from Laxey Bay, and that's just what we want. And we don't want sewage lorries going through the village. Well, that's what I don't want anyway.
But Manx Utilities will be treating that effluent, and it will end the discharge of raw sewage into Laxey Beach. Is that surely not a good thing in of itself?
That effluent is to a 2006 standard, a European standard. And this year, the European government is actually improving that standard. So what we've signed up for recently in Tynwald is an old standard.
Many of those standards pertain to the facilities to do with the surrounds of a beach, so toilets, etc. Not necessarily the health quality of the water and the E. coli count. So, I mean, are you suggesting that what we need to do is adopt that standard and have all beaches to these high regs? I mean, government is saying we're doing our best with the standards we've got and the resources we've got.
No, I don't think you're quite right there, Ewan. Understandably, you're getting mixed up, like a lot of people do, with blue flag status. And what you're referring to is blue flag status. Mm. What I'm referring to is the actual quality of the effluent that will be discharged into the bay.
But surely an improvement is better on the situation you've got at the moment, where it's not being treated at all.
Yes, but what we want is the best for Laxey Bay and the best for Laxey.
At any cost?
Well, that's up to the Treasury and government to decide. So what we're saying is, why should we be shortchanged compared with ports on the southern coast of Isle of Man? We're just as good. We pay the same sort of taxes, etc. Why should we be shortchanged here?
Do you think it's because there's not enough money as there was when the Irish scheme was first started?
Well, I well remember the long debates in Tynwald about Iris, and even then the cost was a real consideration. But I think what the MUA are contemplating for this site is only a solution to half the problem, because all they're doing is putting a sewage treatment works in Laxey for Laxey. What they're ignoring is what's going on at the other end of Laxey Bay at Garwick. Raw sewage, raw effluent will still be going out into the bay there.
Totally against it. It's a beautiful historic place. It's packed in the summer. There's hundreds of people go walking here. It's in the heart of Laxey. There's no other sewer farm anywhere in the village that I know of. And I just think it's just going to kill Laxey.
Do you not want to see the end of raw sewage being pumped out into Laxey Bay, though?
Oh, definitely. I totally agree. Clear water, that's what we need. We need that for the future. But there must be somewhere else, not here. It's, as you can see, it's a beautiful place. We don't need it here. There is other options.
Daphne Kane, MHK. I'd just like to ask firstly, what's your personal view on this proposal?
I think, like everybody, I want to see a stopping of the discharge of raw sewage out into the sea. But the more I read into it, the less I'm comfortable that this is the right scheme for this location.
So why is that?
Partly the visual intrusion, particularly in a tourist amenity, also partly conservation area, and just the nature of the steep-sided valley. There are serious concerns about the possibility of lingering smell and whether that would affect the whole area, impact on the many, many hundreds of visitors that Laxey gets every summer. But also in terms of the MUA have presented this as the best system with the latest technology. And yet, you know, we look at other centres of where it's a tourist amenity as well. And Peel isn't having a sewage farm in the centre of the tourist attraction, and neither is Ramsey. You know, it's at some distance away. Peel's is in Glenfaber. Mm. And when you look back to what they did for Port Erin and Port St Mary, it is taken away and pumped under the roads all the way to Merrivale. Now, I think that what we're looking for is to gather the public opinion, and as I suspect, only from the volume of correspondence I've had from both constituents and people living all over the island opposed to the proposal of the IRBC's system going here, is to say, please could we look at another system? Yes, first stage screening. Yes, a weekly tanker, rather than the other two aspects that are real concern, given all the flooding. To put an additional bridge, a flat bridge access to the site, and then require a daily tanker manoeuvre going in and out. It all suggests that it's not a modern solution. It doesn't feel very modern. And I would hope that if there is the amount of public opposition that is coming to the fore now, that perhaps the commissioners and residents can persuade the Manx Utility Authority to come up with an alternative.
Laxey residents, members of the Best for Laxey group, and Garth MHK, Daphne Kane. You're listening to Agenda on Manx Radio. The Cabinet Office has accepted more than 100 modifications to the Eastern Area Plan put forward by an independent inspector. Mike Hurley proposed 110 modifications to the draft document, which seeks to zone land across the most populated parts of the island. Only four of his proposals have been amended or rejected by the Cabinet Office. The public are now being invited to give their views on the government's response in a consultation, which will run until the 14th of April. It's expected a final version of the area plan will be brought before Tynwald in July this year. I spoke to Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas.
We've considered them carefully, came in at the end of November, taken the time to consider them in the Cabinet Office, also with other officers across government, met some other people as well outside government, and we've responded to each of those recommendations. The recommendations are either we accept them, about two-thirds of those acceptances mean we change something on the plan, a lot of them small things, some of them more major things, and we've agreed with the recommendation not to change something in the plan for another third. And then there are four where we disagree with the inspector in a small way. One of those recommendations we've rejected effectively, and the other three we've amended slightly.
A lot of big picture stuff discussed in the plan, as well as the minutiae of each case. In terms of that big picture stuff, has that changed anything? Like housing need, has it changed to do with general sort of bigger issues in the plan? Have any of that changed?
Not really. We say very clearly in the introduction that the aims and objectives of the area plan for the East are the same now as they were 3 years ago when the process started. The independent inspector recommended that in terms of housing need, which is what you mentioned then, that we didn't allow the strategic reserves only after 2026. He said, in the case that they were needed beforehand, put them in before 2026 as strategic reserves. So that's what we've accepted. But he talked about it in terms of a population number of 89,000. We're consulting on making that into a household number of houses, 38,000. And we've actually given a timetable for that, which is we'll review it in 2025 after the census is the next census, the 2021 census has been analysed. And after the Isle of Man Society, the island's demography population has had a chance to settle down so we can review the situation. So that's one of the big issues. Another one was about the TT access road.
You were not committing to a date on possibly updating that, are you? That's one of the assertions.
Yeah. So basically, we won't review the trigger. We won't decide whether to release strategic reserves until 2025. That's what's in the consultation.
Sorry, the TT access road.
On the TT access road.
You won't commit to doing that necessarily.
No, that's right. The independent inspector recommended 2022, and basically, we're not committing to a date.
Why is that? Because it's been established that you will need some proper infrastructure there if you're going to have some of the levels of growth that are suggested.
Well, perhaps there, perhaps somewhere else.
Where else?
Who knows? Obviously, lots of things have been suggested over the years and over the decades. Even when I first came to the Isle of Man 20 years ago, there was talk of one particular way of doing it.
It needs sorting out now, regardless of the growth.
Yeah, and that's as always, you nail the really important issues. And there's the area plan for the East, which can only put into planning what we know, but it's also got to make a push for government to sort things that it needs to sort, and this is one of the things that now needs to be sorted. For instance, another of those is the location of the future schools in the centre of Douglas and in Onkern and in Braddon. That we don't need to specify that in the plan. It would be better though if government could decide what land we need to reserve for planning, because that would free up Park Road perhaps for houses, and it would make it clear what we can do in various parts of Onkern.
And just to remind listeners, there will be a consultation period now. What is it you're looking for in terms of responses?
So it's 8.5 weeks, 14th of February to 14th of April, and we're looking for comments on how we've responded to the modifications. We're not going back over a ground. We're at stage five now.
It's just the modifications, isn't it, you want responses on?
There's no point coming back and saying we got it wrong, the independent inspector got it wrong in one sense. What we're now doing is we're moving towards Cabinet Office adopting the plan on behalf of Isle of Man Government and then taking that to Tynwald for approval, which I still hope to do as promised by July 2020. And then we'll have put into planning terms more than half of the island, in geographical terms almost, and certainly in population terms.
Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas. Well, that's all from this programme. We'll be back with more from Agenda soon, and you can listen again to this episode online via Spotify, the Manx Radio website, or iTunes. But for now, Guru Mayu, and goodbye.